It's July. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones, co-author of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
There's a Putnam cicada right on my shoulder here. It's got that inch-long body, black body with the orange bands around it, and the really lacy black wings. People have been writing in about these cicadas. This is a big cicada year up here on Flagstaff Mountain. People have been wondering what that clicking sound is. See, there are two of them on this river birch right here, about eye level, right together. Oh, that one flew away. This other one's still clicking. It's crawling up the branch. You can see the wings vibrate every time it makes one of those clicking series of clicking sounds. You can see the wings actually vibrating. Turns out we have almost three dozen cicadas in Colorado. Now, these are not the famous periodic cicadas that you read about. They're in the genus Magicicada, and they're in the east, mostly the Ohio River Valley and the East Coast. The periodic cicadas are the ones that come out only every 13 or 17 years. And suddenly you get this explosion of sound when all the males hatch out during a given year. Our cicadas in Colorado are non-periodic, meaning some hatch out every year. So some of these little Putnams are going to hatch out each year. But they go on 3 to 5 year cycles. Here's how it works. This cicada, if it's a female, will lay its eggs in one of these box elders or maples. When the eggs hatch into nymphs, the nymphs will drop down to the ground and they'll burrow into the ground as far down as maybe 10 inches. And then they'll attach themselves to the root of one of these plants and they'll wait there for 3 to 5 years. The periodic cicadas wait 17 years. So they'll wait there, and then something in the flow of sap in that root tells them how much time has passed. They can sort of count the years, and then they know it's time to dig their way up and fly up into the trees and mate. So what we're having this year up here on Flagstaff Mountain is just a proliferation of these Putnam cicadas, many more than would normally be here. Now, for mathematicians out there, you may notice that 3, 5, 13, and 17 are all prime numbers. Scientists have wondered about this for centuries. And one theory is that by timing their emergence to a prime number, which is not divisible by any other number, these cicadas are somehow avoiding allowing predators like birds and foxes who have much shorter life cycles to time their reproductive cycles to match the cicadas' emergence cycles. So in this way, all the cicadas don't get eaten during those emergence years. You'll have to think about that for quite a bit. It still puzzles me, but it certainly illustrates the intricate and beautiful geometry of natural selection.
Steve Jones is co-author of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.